Okay, to everyone, Yud Kislev, Siman Chavdad, Alach Hazayin, Alach Yud Beis. Here we go. What happens if you taka find a psula, something that disqualifies the reading of the sefer from this sefer Torah, and you need to take out another sefer Torah? So what do you do? Don't panic. If someone, usually what's going to happen is no one's going to know what to do in the shul, but you're going to pull out your kids of Shulchan Aruch and you're going to say, I know what to do. If it's in between aliyahs, so you continue learning from the place that you stand, that means the next person was going to be laning, and it's going to be, or it gets an aliyah on the next sefer Torah, it just continues regular laning. Now, this is talking about during the week. If it's Shabbos, Kitzur says, try, let's say you have, I don't know, 30 psukim left, try to do new seven aliyahs, because maybe you weren't yetzer with the first aliyahs in the sefer Torah that was disqualified. As far as we're not knowing to do the seven, I think most Litvaks are not either, but the Vilna Gaon actually holds you start all the way from the beginning. Okay, next. Just remember, if you really know the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you already could solve any problem usually in halacha, and you could rely on it. And even though, like we mentioned many times, that there's different opinions, but the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is definitely huge and big enough to rely on. Next, especially when no one knows what to do. If a person finds a psula disqualification in the middle of laning, here's where there's more of a panic. What do you do? Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, well, there's no minig, which usually is going to be the case. Don't make a bracha achrona on the Sefer Torah that's possible. Rather, take it in the Sefer Torah and read from there, and then afterwards make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah shows if you read three psukim from the Sefer Torah, then you make a bracha right there and then before you take out the Sefer Torah. The Maaseh, you should be careful to lean from the new Sefer Torah, at least three psukim. And like Akitzur said, at that point, you would make a bracha. You do not have to reread again from what you read. If you need to, that means there's 99 psukim left in the next sefer Torah from the reading that's supposed to be said. You could even go back, jump back, and read psukim that already read before. If there's a psul and there's no other sefer Torah, I had such a case. I was on Seychelles, I was on some island, and we only had one sefer Torah, and we found a real mistake. So, what's the halacha? If you don't have another sefer Torah, you complete the laning without brachas. Interesting that the Maram Lublin said you could still make seven brachas, meaning seven aliyahs, and Dag Mavol said only one. But that, the mice say, if you have a shayla, please ask. Next, if you find a psul, and it's only in one chumash, that means let's say there's something that disqualifies the sefer Torah temporarily, but it is in sefer bereishis, but you're laning in shmois, the halacha is you're allowed to read with brachas. That's what the kitzur says, yesh oyimim, and he says you can rely on the b'shas atchai. So if you're in the case, like I just described in some island, you only have this sefer Torah, you could rely on this big, nice kula from the kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But that's only when you could not have fixed it, or it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, which obviously you can't fix. Shabbos Mincha, in such a case, don't take out the Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Kriya on Shabbos afternoon, interesting, is not the same level of obligation. It's really for those that didn't come Mondays and Thursdays. What happens if there is a tear in the stitches? You know, the columns are seen together. So the halacha is if you have majority of the stitches still left, you could read from the Sefer Torah. If not, then you take out a new Sefer Torah. If there's no other Sefer Torah, so then it depends. If the tear is in the Chumash that you're laning from, so you need at least five stitches. If the laning is in a different Sefer Torah, so as long as you have two stitches left, you're still okay to lean from the Sefer Torah. Otherwise, you can't lean from the Sefer Torah. And lastly, you find wax. I had this mamish once or twice where there's wax or some type of substance, that a fatty substance that's on a letter or a word. So during the week, take it off. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you need an expert, as we'll mention in a second, to be very careful to know how to do this. Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you could see the letters, sometimes because it's see-through, so you can lane the way it is. If it's covered, now it gets more complicated. So if it's in a place where you're not laning from any way, so you could lane even with brachas. But if it's the parsha that you're laning on, there's a wax, which is usually the case because that's where you found it there. So the halacha is you can't lean by heart, even one word. So according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, what you do is you fold and you indirectly remove that wax, which you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. It's called Kalach Hayad. Otherwise, you won't be able to lean from. But the Mishnah Berurah actually holds that if it's such a case where you're doing it during your laning, you actually lean, and even though you're laning that word by heart, it is still okay.